Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer, award-winning beer. It's bloody good stuff. Put duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia, and they're partnered up with Who Gives a Crap at the moment to help build toilets, and we could use a new one in this apartment that I'm in Melbourne. Get to that in a minute, but thanks for your support. Get around Heaps Normal. Have some.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Every tip rack can fly now, and this is what happens when they do. I'm Luke Heggie. And Nicholas J. Cody has the squirts today. So I'm joined by none other than Sean Woodland. Welcome, mate.
Hello, Luke. How are you?
Standard. We're coming live from Melbourne. And for a man who likes tough men fighting, army soldiers, super stuff, all that sort of thing, Cody sure goes down a lot with ailments.
He's a bit soft, isn't he?
He succumbs to a lot. Mm. They tend to be a bit weak, those types. But not like Melbourne audiences. I found them to be a bit less soft. And you're a man who's just started his show last night. How's it going?
I reckon I was a bit concerned that some of my material might be a bit too much.
As well you should be.
I've had no problems thus far, including a Shane Warne joke that I was a bit concerned I might get run out of town for.
Yeah. I'm more worried about your slurs and your racial sort of stuff. But obviously Shane Warne's is held in higher regard than those types down here.
Yes,
so you're
absolutely.
All right,
mate. No, I'm very impressed with Melbourne. I've never spent a lot of time down here apart from the occasional concert and game of football. It's just like one big Marrickville in Sydney, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They've a lot of purple hair and shit.
Yeah,
getting around.
Fringes, your favourite. Yeah.
Fringes. The audience has been good though. It's rolling on halfway through. The festival is. Get around some shows if you're in Melbourne. Our Mid-Flight Brawl live show next week, I believe, is sold out in Melbourne, so sucked in. If you're coming along to that, pack a bit of cash because we got our new trucker hats and we are chock-a-block full of stock and they're only available at live shows. And while I'm here, I'm going to plug our live shows. May 4, Perth, a couple of tickets left, I believe. May 11, Brisbane, double show, sold out, sucked in. May 18, Sydney. No, not May 18. Oh, May 18, I've got a book launch in Sydney. But the other MFB live shows are July 19, 20 and 21, Sydney, Newcastle, Canberra, respectively. Get around that. And while we're here too, mate, before we get into the episode, Mid-Flight Brawl curse has struck again. You do not want to be appearing on our Land Larrikins show because immediately afterwards, often they move on to a better place. And we're talking about Beverly Brock.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky.
What late wife of the late Peter Brock? The Brock dynasty was on the down. You met the great man once, didn't you?
I grew up in Canberra and was at a sportsman's lunch well before I was invited to be funny at them.
Yeah.
I used to go to that sort of thing.
Brilliant.
I was quite
voluntarily.
Sad. Voluntarily. And actually
explains a fair bit.
Had to dress up and find a collared shirt to attend this thing.
Yep.
I was way out of my league, but I got sat next
Never
to
seen
the
you
great
in one.
No.
Collar.
No, why would you? Got sat next to Peter Brock.
Yeah.
And I've got to say he was
Did you have to fight for that to happen? I imagine everyone wanted to sit next to the
Well, to no, him. I just got sat there. I don't know. I was quite okay. Overwhelmed.
Yep.
Deeply insecure 22-year-old at the time.
Yeah.
And he was perhaps the most charming and charismatic man
right.
I'd met to that point in my life. So I was immediately suspicious of him.
Yes.
And he did go on to sniff a few chairs, didn't he?
Oh, man. Worse than that. Mm. Way worse. Anyway, if you want to learn more about the great man Peter Brock, we did an episode last week on Land Larrikins, the Patreon-only subscriber service. If you want to support Midflight Brawl, get around that. Man, we might kick into the episode. We've got a new case today. We're just going to go straight in because Dickhead's not here, is he? So here we go. We're looking at this week, EasyJet again, March 13, 2021, Alicante, Spain to Manchester, England, classic route. Young man, Kieran Harris, 19.
Kieran he's, Harris.
Yeah.
An Irishman living in Irish Manchester.
Irish name. I don't know that he's Irish, but, yeah, the Irish tend to get their names around the world a little bit.
They do, don't they?
Blind fitter at his dad's business, Harris Interiors. This is his dad's business profile on a website called Howz, H-O-U-Z-Z. The reviews are in. It's a five-star business.
Help How me. Many? Lots?
Yeah, not, you know.
Enough not thousands. To,
like the Harris
not like,
family.
Not like this podcast gets.
No.
No.
It's helping people with their kitchen designs. No job too small. Kieran Sr., very, very helpful. Five-star average as a review, though. That's fucking sus. Like, it's that's friends and family.
I've seen quite a few of them in the Melbourne Age.
Yeah.
Throughout the comedy festival, some five-star reviews.
Five's the new 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, I don't trust anything that's five stars across the board. I think people are like that too. Yeah, you've got to be like a 4.9 or something.
I think like you, I'm automatically suspicious of just about everything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, reviews in particular. Like who's doing them?
Well, in the comedy world, failed artists.
True.
100% of the time. So they don't really like, I don't know, are you getting reviewed this festival?
I haven't been yet. I don't know whether
I am.
My limited
experience, I don't really like blokes who look like the ones that used to flush their heads in high school.
Mm.
So I don't know. I don't want to put the mocker on it.
My romper stomper look, you don't think will go down too well with reviewers?
Probably not. No, they're okay. Uber nerds who don't like your type. But we'll see. I don't know.
Maybe if I cry on
Yeah, you can
stage.
Start crying. Can you cry on cue?
No.
A lot of them seem to be able to.
I don't cry because I'm not weak.
Well, you see comedians who manage to cry at 7:23 p.m. every night spontaneously about a sad event in their life. So it's not beyond
what are
you,
the chances?
Mate, and your skills.
No, you never know.
Harris Interiors, though, making dream spaces reality. If you're in the Leeds area and need a new kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, furniture, space fitted out, get around the Harris boys. Free plug for the fellas before we get into it. Good on you, Kieran Sr.
Did you say he was a blind fitter?
Yeah.
So the fitting of the blind, he doesn't even do the kitchen bit.
No,
just fits the
filler.
Blinds.
He's, you
know, sounds like a big
probably
business.
See why.
Cabinet maker.
Yeah, that's Kieran Sr. Yeah. Kieran Jr.'s just starting out.
So that's why he's just, they've left him just to the blinds.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't think about naming your son Sean Jr.?
No, there's no coming back from that.
No.
Is there?
No.
That's another thing I'm suspicious of.
Very suspicious of that. You don't see many women doing it.
My dad was named after his dad.
Yeah, as was mine actually.
And so they ended up referring to my dad by his middle name.
Right.
Which kind of defeats the purpose of fucking naming him that, doesn't it?
Got a dodgy middle name?
David.
Oh.
So they gave me David as a middle name.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
My wife and her sister don't even have middle names.
Yeah, right.
They are literally Louise and Joanne Smith.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're going to end up on anything like what I've seen on the internet, not bad to have a common name.
Yeah.
You do something dodgy, you'll be pushed down to page 5 of Google within a day of other Louise Smiths being shitheads.
Clock's ticking for Luke Heggie.
Yeah. I know, it's not that many. Yeah, Kieran Jr. only gets to do the blinds. He's 19. I'd train him up to do some other stuff. It's a shame.
Like maybe that's where you start. It's like if you're doing landscaping that you start with the lawns and then you move on to
blind
the whippersnipping.
That's a 3-week thing for a normal person
what,
to
a couple
learn
of screws
everything.
At either end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think of this sort of but the art of building takes so long to get good at one thing. Then you're like if you want to – by the time you're an expert on all aspects of building a house, your body's fucked.
Do you think maybe
start them earlier.
Kieran Jr. is a simpleton?
He could be. I've seen photos, though. It doesn't appear to be anything amiss.
No.
But who knows now?
Eyes, reasonable.
Some of them look like us now.
Reasonable distance apart.
Yeah, same. I measured it out.
Foreheads, all right.
I've triangulated the eyes, the everything.
Fair enough.
It's, I think we need to identify the talent from the age of 5 or 6 or so, get them out building like other countries do. Get them on site and get ahead in life. Anyway, I did see a picture of Kieran. Floppy hair. Private school.
Private school.
Private school clobber.
That's. Which. It's not. Some's not. Well, maybe.
Traditionally, no. But now, yeah. A lot of trade. I mean, family business. Know. Even in England, tradies are going better than they used to.
Yeah.
Here, tradies, you know, kids are school captains and prefects and shit now. Crazy.
Well, we did meet a French carpenter
yeah.
the other day in the sauna.
Yeah, and this sounds. That's a bad start to a sentence, mate. It's, you know. You could leave that out.
You're the sauna addict, what? Mate. I just do it for moral support.
Yeah.
And he didn't even have a vehicle and was wondering why he couldn't get a lot of work.
Yeah.
Which I would have thought as a carpenter, one of the necessary components would be a vehicle and perhaps at least a hammer.
Yeah. I kind of like it when they don't. They've got to get on the train with a trolley full of tools or something. It's pretty good. Some people do that their whole lives. I used to know some tradesmen who – would have a hatchback or something full of, like, they'd be painters, just a station wagon or a hatchback, yeah. just full of paint, just fucking up. Not usually Australian people because their ute is their identity now.
I worked with a landscape gardener recently, did a couple of days' work.
Yeah.
And sedan.
Yeah.
Right. With a trailer.
Yeah.
But the best bit was the front door of his sedan, passenger side, didn't work. I had to sit in the back.
Oh, you couldn't even get through the window.
Well, he just goes sit in the back. Old bloke. So
I reckon it worked. He's just telling you to sit in the back.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've done that from time to time with someone I don't really like. I mean, it can happen, but it's rare that a bloke who looks like Kieran survives a state high school. You can't see his feet, but deck shoes wouldn't be out of place. Like, he just looks private school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, those rugby English boys, he looks like that.
Yeah, like, it's the first time I met you, I could tell you went to a private school.
Fuck off.
That's something I've never been mistaken for as a private schoolboy.
Yeah.
Proudly so.
Well, I've been mistaken for both. I think it's good to be well-rounded in either of the arts, the dark arts. Mm. No one could tell me either way. So maybe you should, you know.
Well, I hang around with enough Catholics to know that it scars them all for life.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah, you've turned out perfectly.
Kieran was said to have been drinking heavily before the flight to calm his nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Classic move.
Yep.
Before the plane took off, Kieran had already been told to put his mask on numerous times. The world was still in the grip of scandemonium.
Mm.
Yeah. Once in the air, Kieran had to be continuously asked to put his mask on. He put it on and then take it off again. Bit, you know, classic. Yeah, okay, yes, sir. And then as soon as they turn around, you're having a laugh. During the first service of drinks, Kieran ordered a vodka. Then asked for 2 more vodkas, which they gave him. Why not? He's nervous.
Vodka's... possibly one of the most concerning beverages in the history of alcohol.
The clientele who drink it or just because it'll sneak up on
I mean, it's – no, just the people that drink it.
It's a skinny thing, isn't it? People try to keep
– well, yeah, the vodka, soda. I know. Fat. Yeah, I was speaking to a bloke recently. Well, yeah, and also it's the absolute favourite of rampant alcoholics.
Yeah, yeah.
Because apparently it doesn't smell.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say the odourless –
the vomit
you can,
does.
You can have it in a coffee mug at morning too.
Mate, and there's many the that office. Do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting away with that with the scotch, are you?
But you must have to mix it with something. No one's drinking pure vodka out of a coffee mug at
work. If you're thirsty enough, you will.
Fuck no. You ever worked pissed in a job you shouldn't have?
Yeah.
What?
Mate, I was a teacher for 10 years.
Oh, right.
This is turn up. I had to leave the classroom once to go and vomit.
But were you drinking on the job
before? God, what do you think I am?
Well, just ask that.
No, 4 o'clock in the morning home, up at 7, okay, yeah. Into work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was one, and I was teaching adults. I don't know if that makes it any more.
It's fine.
Acceptable or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, many a time by midday when I'd finish the first class, I'd have to go and have a sleep.
Yeah. One of my brothers is a teacher, and once he had to be woken up in the sandpit at lunchtime. Someone sent a kid out to kick him awake.
My best mate was a PE teacher. Is that what your brother is? What does he teach?
He was teaching primary at the time. Right. He teaches high school now.
My best mate was terrible. He used to go in and just sleep on the gym mats and they'd come in and find him. He used to get so pissed on a Sunday, my mate, that he would ring up and leave the most hilarious messages and then get up the next morning and go to work and they'd say, mate, you rang last night saying you weren't coming in.
Yeah, right. Can you get doubles on a plane? Get doubles. They don't serve doubles anymore anyway, anywhere, do they?
As a rule, well, I remember flying first and only time I've been to the States coming home. Me and my mate had probably 4 VBs each on the way back from LA.
Yeah.
Same bloke, teacher.
Is this on Qantas or something?
Qantas. And after 4, they just went, nah.
Yeah, right.
And we were fine. But then I've been on other ones many years ago where we had to get woken up when the plane had landed, me and another mate.
Everyone's already off.
Yeah, and we were just – we drank for the whole duration and then went to sleep an hour before the plane landed. But doubles? No, I don't know. They served us when I did a tour last year for the Sydney show and we went from Cairns to Brisbane to Darwin in the space of one day and we drank on both legs of that and the flighties just kept topping us up. It was great.
Yeah, okay. But actual doubles, I think they're out even on land.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know Queensland, I don't drink spirits out in pubs, but
no.
I've seen people do it and they get upset because they've got to put fucking Diet Coke in a single malt whiskey or something stupid.
There's certain times where you can't even get a tequila slammer after a certain time now, isn't it? What was that thing we drank last night? That Greek thing.
I don't know.
It's quite potent, wasn't it?
Ouzo-ish. I don't know. Clear liquids from the ethnic community. You're always a bit sus of that. They love it and they put it. They make it kind of force you to have stuff, don't they?
I've had a couple. They're feeders. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of my European friends, you're not walking out of there lighter than when you walked in.
Oh, man. I was with someone recently and he ordered 3.5 shots of coffee. Is that unusual? Like in a coffee shop, go 3.5 shots.
I'd suggest that's problematic of a deeper issue.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Old bloke. Well known, actually. I'm not going to say. But. Yeah, big, I don't know. This is one coffee for the day, 3.5 shots.
I've seen people just with one act like they've just taken ecstasy.
Yeah, so okay.
It could get the heart rate going. I don't know if I'd be having 3 shots. I have one a day in the morning.
It's
and that's
disgusting,
it.
But yeah, good
on you. I never had one until I was 35.
Yeah.
Doing that 1,000-kilometer walk I did across Spain.
And they you said got the you should have a coffee then.
Well, to me then it was like taking ecstasy.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Right.
So it gave me a bit of the premium taste, step. Not much.
Yeah.
It's like kissing a smoker, isn't it?
It's revolting. Anyway, Kieran's still refusing to wear his mask, so the FA has asked the captain to make an announcement to everyone that masks are to be worn all flight. Like, put that on everyone.
Punishing the group
because
for the one.
Actions of one, yeah.
That's how laws come into
society as a whole. They do the heavy lifting for the likes of Kieran. It's fucking childish. Will all students please refrain from picking their noses and wiping snot under their desks? That sort of shit from school. Yeah, well, that guy, I clearly know the one who's doing it.
It's that one fuckwit, mate, every time.
Yeah. Chewy under the desk. Have you ever put Chewy under a desk?
I still do now, mate.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's fucking not on. I mean, I've picked up that many chairs and tables in the course of my life. I've touched Chewy so much. Like someone else's Chewy. Weddings, there'd be Chewy under. It's probably Chewy under this. It's brand new.
Yeah.
I don't want to look.
No, because I'm still
addicted.
You've
been here a day, so it's probably Chewy under your seat there.
No, I'm off the Chewy. No, I still have Chewies occasionally for the nicotine, you know.
Nicotine Chewy?
Yeah, yeah. Because I've been on those, what do you call it?
Vapes.
And that too. But no, I've been on nicotine replacement therapies for about 25 years now.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, it's clearly working well.
Yeah. You dabble back in cigarettes then. It's not too bad.
No cigarettes, no. No, draw the line at vapes.
Where are you getting your illegal vapes from?
Mate, easy.
I know.
Easy.
This is not on.
I got my the place around the corner from us in Sydney got raided and they took thousands and thousands of dollars worth. I walked
and then
in
went
the
and
next
sold them.
No, I just walked in the next morning and said, "You still on?" And they went, "Yep."
Yeah.
They put them up $5.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
To cover the loss.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I usually feed my Chewy. I try not to leave it under desks. I usually just feed it to the birds and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Put it in the gutter, they'll pick it up. Yeah. Give it to a kangaroo. See how they deal with it. Tip-top way to not have to wear a mask at the time was to be eating or drinking. Remember that?
That was the way out, wasn't
so really,
it?
Who's to blame here? Kieran or a mask mandate was plucked out of thin air by the powers that be, as you say. He was then moved to another area of the plane where there weren't as many people around him. Same old story, accommodating the needs of the fuckwit to maintain peace. Negotiating with these dorks gives them power. You've got to come in hard straight away if you want to have authority.
I reckon you'd just straight in with the half Nelson, face into the floor, bang.
Should be able to, but yeah. It'd change the demographic of flight attendants drastically.
It would.
They wouldn't. They'd be muscle men who can't fit down the aisle. He asked for more drinks. He was told he had to wait for the next service. He shouted at the FA, "I'm fucking eating. I want a fucking drink."
So the aggression's starting to come through here.
You don't do it with children or terrorists. Don't do it with idiots. He then shouted for the cabin manager to come back so he could kick his head in. See?
Can you? That's an interesting request. Can you come over here, please?
So
I'm not going to come to you and beat the shit out of you. Yeah. Can you? Yeah, right. And what did the cabin manager say to that?
I'm not wearing a mask. The escalation to that is rather quick. During the landing, they didn't go over there, get their head kicked in. I mean, it's a nice invite, but no. During the landing, flight attendant Dorota Kazmierczak asked him not to remove his seatbelt. He replied by saying, guess what he said?
I'll do what I fucking want.
You got the first part nearly right. Come here and make me, and while you're at it, suck my dick.
So he's kind of, well, that's an order rather than an invitation.
Yeah, come on.
And I'm assuming that she didn't take him up.
No, it's unclear.
I assume it was
unclear
female.
Whether or not she capitulated.
Mm.
Yeah, she was. Obviously, not many people think like this. But what do you make of these people's eventual like wives, children, grandchildren when they start googling them? History's not going to be kind to anyone I know. I'm not looking forward to be Barry Humphrey in old age myself, but at least I haven't jumped on a plane with a skinful and done some of this stuff. Like, Kieran's fucked up here. That's there forever now. Not only that, he went on a tirade after this.
Well, what's happened prior to this wasn't a tirade.
It's gone worse. I will fuck you up. You and your stupid slut Eastern European accent. Slut. You don't hear that much anymore, do you? Except in a positive and tolerant light.
Like, yeah.
Denouncing slut shaming, all that sort of thing.
No, it's not a word I use.
Fucking. I've never really used. No, so funny.
But we were speaking about this the other day, weren't they? There's several of those words that are now
that I don't
off
use,
limits
that, you do.
that we've never particularly liked.
Yeah.
And there's other ones that we do really like.
Yeah, when one goes off limits, yeah, it doesn't affect me. Never
yeah,
really
that's
it.
Right. Yeah.
But when they do, that's upsetting. I think, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's not fair.
That's off the table now. Oh, my goodness. Can't say anything anymore. One of man's greatest achievements, I reckon, was to lay 100% of the blame on women for the existence of prostitution. That's been an absolute boon for men for thousands of years, is to actually blame them. That's amazing. It's like yelling at your dinner for being killed and put on your plate. Anyway.
No, I think that's a fair. I was listening to a podcast the other day where a bloke listening to the interview, and he actually said, when they said what he was accused of, he said recently, you can't rape a prostitute.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What he said, it's not possible to do so, or you shouldn't be doing
it. No, there's just no way it can be done.
Oh,
yeah.
And that's what
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's being accused of.
No, he did a lot worse than that, so he won't be... He'll be getting the zebra suntan for the rest of his life. But
all right.
So they're out there. They're still out there.
Oh, they're still there. You can still find them.
Not everyone's as progressive as you and I.
Don't put yourself in with me, mate. Kieran's continued. I'll fucking kill you. Bring your boyfriend here and I'll fucking kill him too.
Was her boyfriend on the flight?
No, I just assume he thinks he's got one. Maybe he was. Maybe he's referring to the flight attendant and just saying,
who probably wasn't her boyfriend if he was a flight attendant, judging on what you've told me. Well, I've listened to you and Nick.
Have you just?
Every episode of this podcast.
We haven't listened well enough.
Mm. Maybe I'm misinterpreting something.
Yeah, well, that's on you. He said, I'll fucking kill him too. I've killed people and I'll kill you as well. I've seen the cells before. I know people. I'm not scared of the police. Like, what a, if you looked at this kid, you'd think, what a great, this is a great joke for a kid to speak like that, who looks like a private school
that
floppy boy.
That doesn't sound to me like alcohol. I mean, I don't know. I've never lost my mind completely.
Yeah. But he's seen the cells before. I think he's mistaking Drunk Tank for Shawshank. Like, that's
Right. Yeah, I've seen the cells
I've
before
I've done the
too.
Time. I was doing a 10 stretch once and
10
I
hours,
shanked a few men.
Yeah.
Kieran was said to have been foaming at the mouth at this point. So I don't think vodka does mouth foaming,
and
does
that's
it?
What I'm, like, he's as full as a caterpillar's sock drawer, right, obviously on the piss. But that to me, that language he's using and the lack of coherency would suggest that there's something else at play there.
Yeah.
That sounds methy.
Well, mouth foam, from what I can gather, is a bit serious. Potentially rabies, in fact. I don't know.
Scratch by
Cujo
a cat.
Had it. People on high alert at the time for all those COVID, so-called, as you say, COVID effects and what's going to happen. Mouth foam was chucked around, I think.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
Everything was chucked around.
Yeah.
They told him the flight would have to be diverted if he continued his behaviour.
How long? So we're going Spain to Manchester, which could only be 3 hours, maybe?
Yeah, three and a half, yeah.
So what, they're about halfway by this point, you think?
Yeah.
Jeez, what do you guys say? The 2 hours is usually
three.
Three
is a magic number. That's on a long haul. Yeah. That's come down, though. People's attention spans are shorter.
Yeah.
Just like we've got TikTok and shit now. Yep. That three is now one.
Mm.
Sometimes it's zero.
Yeah.
It's up to the beholder, isn't it? Then he called Dorota, the original flight attendant, the one he wants to kill,
and
the
boyfriend, and she's
arguably a slut, who knows.
From Eastern Europe.
He called her grass. She grassed him up.
Oh, as in a dobber.
Yeah, she's right. A dobber. And that he would shoot her and her boyfriend. Don't grass up, Kieran.
Shoot? It's not right anyway, but this is increasingly bizarre behaviour.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm going to abuse you and threaten to kill you and your boyfriend, but don't dobber me or you're a grass.
My wife's been.
He sounds like he's been in jail.
I don't think
he talks
so.
The talk.
We are fortunate enough to live right near Long Bay Jail in Sydney.
Yep.
My wife.
Beautiful.
Lovely place, lovely part of the world. Pedo halfway house just around the corner. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's good for the kids to have to learn to be tough. But my wife, there's a certain bus that. Which at night time has security guards on it, our local bus.
Yeah.
But even during the day, my wife took one of the kids she looks after into the city and back on this 390 bus.
Yeah.
And was called a cunt both times, both ways.
Really?
So, and the same
she didn't
sort
pay,
of
the driver.
No, just
up
some
on
weirdo
it.
Gets on the bus.
Oh, right.
And eventually, and one guy tried to defend her, of course, which was worse because she just ignored them.
Yeah.
But what are the, and this, that's what's making me think, this sort of, language that's been used by this guy is that's methy. I would be very surprised that I could drink for 3 weeks and I wouldn't start talking shit like that.
Yeah, but then some people drink for an hour and they just turn into something different.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
But foam at the mouth has got me. The crew called the police at Manchester Airport.
They backed down. They didn't divert the flight.
No. I mean,
see, that's.
If you're going, you might.
What do you reckon with the.
There.
I mean, how often. In the history of this podcast, have flights been diverted 50% of the time?
Probably incidents like this, about 50%. The rest, it's up to the pilot. It's like, I've got a date in Manchester, rack off.
So the old sleeper hold and Jetstar handcuffs they don't ever implement that strategy?
That seems to be less and less. I think everyone's more scared of litigious customers, and you can kill someone. There's been a few people sort of stacks on that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But everyone would love to just get there. Like, I think.
What do you think you'd do?
If I were a pilot?
No, if you were just someone on the plane and Kieran with his floppy hair and his boat shoes.
I'd ask Dorota to step back and get the business done.
Yeah.
I'd
like to think I would.
But I've always got
I mean, I've done it just to people on the street, so I don't see any problem with
them physically.
Just hit people.
Oh, who look like they were annoying.
Yeah, you never know.
Get out of the way. I'll tell you what, Melbourne, and I don't walk around as much in CBD where I live in Sydney, but a lot of slow walkers, a lot of text walking. And you should be allowed to drop the shoulder on there.
An enormous amount. And the other thing I've picked up since being here, the Uber Eats cyclists.
They're fucking mad. Here.
Lunatics.
Yeah.
Just careering straight onto the footpath.
This isn't, you know, people have talked about this before, but there's actual, in the middle of the city, there's some red and green lights on the ground
I've seen
for people
that.
Who text walk across the street.
Is that what they've been
to
put in there for?
The stupid.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We need to lose a few of them.
We really work in direct opposition to the laws of nature,
don't
we?
I've yelled. look up a couple of times at people here because they're walking straight towards me.
Yeah.
I've got a big bag or something. They're just looking down, texting, walking.
Yelling in their face like you did to that person yesterday. Stop.
You know, look up.
Yeah, but there's you did a joke about it years ago. That just said good old fashioned stop for no reason. People everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't
step to the side. Whatever. He was arrested upon landing.
Status arrested.
Well, that's probably deserving.
Standard. His lawyer, Georgia Maudsley, said, clearly there was distress caused to the cabin crew and passengers, and he's ashamed by his own behaviour. He used alcohol during the flight. You don't use alcohol during the flight to calm his nerves as he suffers from flight anxiety.
I know that you and I are big fans of the long bow and excuse making.
Wow, this is, yeah.
I heard an even better, probably the best one I've heard to this day. A bloke went DUI recently.
Yeah.
And in court, his lawyer said it was because his parents hadn't wished him happy birthday 2 days before.
Yeah, right. Eh?
That's a fucking good effort, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't know. I mean, I'm scared of snakes. So I just don't go near them. If you're scared of flying, there's, you know.
There's options.
Yeah, don't do it.
You'd like, I mean, it can't be the first time this bloke's ever lost his mind either on the piss.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd love to talk to his friends. Good old kid,
and
he's always doing it. He was flying alone and his actions are completely out of character.
They always are. Murderers too.
Murderers are generally out of character when they're murdering. You can't murder all day, every day,
your whole life. Exactly.
Some have tried and they get caught within a month.
Yeah, it's that old. He's mostly all right.
Yeah.
Fucking Ivan Milat was mostly all right.
Absolutely. He only murdered about 13 days of his life, didn't he?
Well, seven factually, but there may well be more.
That's a week of murdering versus fucking 70 years of living.
He was the chair of his bloody neighbourhood watch.
Bloody great bloke. Mm. Yeah. I had a sticky beak at Georgia Maudsley, young Merseyside solicitor. She's had a baptism of fire, mostly representing idiots blowing five times the legal limit, drunks fighting in fast food stores, that sort of thing. She said, he's still a teenager, 19. I mean, he's technically, again, but, and he's immature. Like, he's got to sit there and cop that in court, your lawyer saying, look at him, he's immature. And accepts on this day he acted extremely immaturely. He struggles to engage socially with people he doesn't know. He resides with his father and is employed in his father's business fitting blinds. Good call, including the family and the plea for leniency.
He's half-baked.
He's a good boy. Yeah, I think.
He's not playing with the full deck, is he?
Yeah, righto.
I reckon.
I don't know. Some of the things you say about those we don't say on here, so pull up there. judges and the like enjoy hearing that there's a support network around an offender, particularly family, particularly white ones.
Yes.
He's got a good white family around him.
Yep.
I think you'll find he'll be all right. They'll take care of him. Judge wasn't buying it, sentenced Kieran to 12 weeks in jail.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought, judging from my avid listening of this podcast at 12, I would have thought he'd be getting off.
Suspended sentence.
Yeah, that's generally the rule, isn't it?
Yeah.
He didn't actually perpetrate any violence, did he? I mean, there were some good threats in there.
I think he looked like a prick in court. Judges do what they want.
True.
Obviously, maybe bad day in the.
Do you reckon he had the smarmy look to him?
Yeah, he looks like a turd.
Like a breakfast television host, and the judge just went, I'm not having that.
If you've got a progressive judge who doesn't like the look of private school boys who've done this shit, 12 weeks.
But then if I rocked up, they'd be like, this bloke's a white supremacist.
Yeah.
So we've got to put him away too.
Yeah. I mean, depends. If you had a conservative judge who goes, my neighbour used to look like this guy, it's fine. He was a good bloke. Like, you never know.
Do you know, wonder whether with because a lot of the people have the flight anxiety, don't they? Apparently.
Yeah, still get on.
I reckon they should.
Not so anxious they don't get on.
Maybe they should have the hearing up in the air.
Oh, put Judge Judy on first class.
And just see how they're reacting. It's like, well, you're not too fucking anxious now, are you?
Yeah, turn the luggage compartment into a court.
Into a court.
That'd be all right.
Well, that's when you'd really
attack them if they fucked up. Make it real. Gladiator stuff.
Well, just to see how authentic their flight anxiety really is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they still get on. DeRota got 250 GBP compensation. It's about 500 Australian. I'm going to kill you and your boyfriend, you slut, etc. £250. That's not
for
bad
that.
Value.
Yeah.
And then 12 weeks in jail. That's not great, but he got off lightly on the money front.
And DeRota, so that money gets, does he have, I'd imagine there's court costs as well.
Yeah.
But he's had to pay her 250 quid.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd want more if I were her. Like, she doesn't get to go to jail and tell him he's a dickhead. Maybe she can. But 250.
I mean, my wife ran over an Uber Eats cyclist in Cairns last year.
Yeah.
And gave him $50.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not bad.
Off the clock, that's probably worth 200 to him, for not to him specifically, but, you know, tax man, court costs, all that sort of thing. Dorota probably won't see that 250. She'll see about 20. I don't know.
He'll claim the old can't afford it.
Yeah, of course. I'm in jail, can't work.
Take it out of the family business, fit a couple extra blinds.
Just in terms of, like, you know, an Uber Eats rider getting run over, you might want to clarify that he was fine.
Oh, yeah, no, once
and then he got delivered, didn't he?
Well, he was also silly enough to then get into the car with the woman who hit him.
Yeah.
While my kids are in there eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
And she went and delivered his food with him.
Was it all shaken up?
He was fine.
No, the food. Not worried about him.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What obviously.
The very thing I was trying to prevent from happening, because she'd said I might get Uber Eats, and I said, don't do that because I'm not a fan of slavery.
Mm.
And then 5 minutes before I was due to go on stage, I get a call saying, don't worry, but
yeah, right,
I've just hit a Uber Eats cyclist. Good call. And, I was fairly concerned because we hadn't paid for the extra insurance in the hire car.
Yeah.
But the car was fine.
Car's okay. All's well.
And then once they found his toe, he was good too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The old phone call just before you go on stage is always good.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, mate, I had him yesterday.
Is this still going to be dead in an hour? Because call me then.
I mean, I know you're known for your compassion and empathy, but yesterday for me, the same first ever Melbourne International Comedy Festival solo show, my daughter got chucked in the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was meant to be 9:30.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't talk about that, do we?
No, we didn't.
Dickhead.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. I mean, when I come down here, first thing I do is know what time I'm due on stage. One of the first things is to know that.
I was quietly confident that it was 9:30.
Yeah, righto. Mm. Your own show. This is the thing that customers fuck up.
Yeah.
Not the actual comedian on there. Good for you, mate.
Someone should lose their job over that.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. Luckily, I was not far away.
Yeah. comment from the article. We'll end on a few of these. Sonny in Hastings says, this is pretty good. Jaden, Kieran, Brandon, Caden. Once you've read these names, that's all you need to know. This is, I mean, wise words, but I think that's a little unfair on Kieran. Of those names, I'd say Kieran's a fringe player.
How do you spell Kieran in that?
Biblical. K-I-E-R-A-N.
Yeah, see, I've seen variations of that that are quite concerning.
With Y's Kieran. And shit in there.
Yeah. The errant Y, as you well know, Luke, is a red flag.
Absolutely.
In any name.
There's a story of another Kieran Harris who had trouble flying with EasyJet because of our hero. This is the problem with a common name. You don't see.
Right.
Like there'd be one in 8 billion chance that there's a Luke Heggie misbehaving on a plane. It's going to cause me a problem any time.
Have you come or discovered another Luke Heggie yet?
Yeah.
How many?
There's been a few. So there's a couple in Australia. There's a fishing enthusiast in Queensland. I can only tell from his Facebook profile, big fish. There's a kid in Newcastle whose mum came to a show just to tell me that. And there's a
family tree.
There's an American footballer.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only found one other Sean Woodland.
Really?
He's a CrossFit.
Nah, that'd be...
Yeah, but one who's known.
Oh, okay.
He's a CrossFit, one
Did
of
he
those
find you?
Lunatics that just exercises all
Did you find
the
him?
Time. Just whenever someone had Googled my name, they sent it to
okay.
me.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, another Kieran Harris was banned from flying the day before a holiday to Alicante because he had supposedly been issued a 10-year no-fly sanction.
So is that a 10-year just on EasyJet?
Yeah.
That's how it operates?
So this other poor Kieran Harris went on EasyJet to go to Spain. Sorry, mate. I mean, you've got to be the worst you can be. I've said this before, say it again. And then this stuff won't happen. If you're the worst Sean Woodland on the internet, you're not getting blamed for stuff another one did. This Kieran Harris missed his holiday in the sun with his mates. Good Kieran Harris, university graduate and trainee auditor, has said the problem is so bad he's considered changing his name. Cop this. Both the Kieran Harrises have the same birth date. There's the issue.
Bullshit.
Yep.
Wow.
Born on the same day, don't know each other.
Don't look. Wouldn't they have a photo attached to the...
Yeah, good Kieran. He showed people photos before. Go, this is dickhead Kieran Harris. This is me. So this is a new...
But he missed out. He couldn't get on his flight.
No.
That's not acceptable.
Good Kieran was involved in a car accident, and the filth thought he was bad Kieran, had been in the clink, potentially murdered people too by his own admission. the pigs burst into Good Kieran's house, went to his bedroom, dragged him downstairs to chat about his continuing shit behaviour. And Good Kieran's mum, very upset. They calmed down when they were shown the photo of the real Kieran Harris. Please stand up. He's the one with the
surely
that,
I mean,
fucking blonde
you'd, you'd expect more from the squiggly tails in that situation, wouldn't you?
Not really. I mean,
no? Yeah, okay. You're, we don't.
I consider it lucky that they even found any Kieran Harris's fucking house. They said, "Oh, sorry, our mistake." Remember Brad Pitt, the Australian boxer?
Yeah,
he was in Australia. He went to the Olympics, I believe. And he was, "Ah, just change your name, mate." He's like, "Rack off! Tell him to change his name."
Yeah,
fair enough. Quite enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah,
bit different when there's no crime involved. Joseph Fritzl changed his name to Joseph Mayroff. Unclear whether he's been an all-round nice bloke and saving another Joseph Fritzl from being judged unfairly for doing nothing wrong.
I don't remember his new name. I remember him as Fritzl.
The original. Mayroff's trying to maybe fool prison officials into thinking he shouldn't really be there. Been in the clink 15 years, Fritz.
Yeah.
He's got dementia.
Has he? I reckon I'd want
forgotten
to forget
everything,
some of that
including
behaviour.
His achievements.
Yeah. You know, even women are turning up to court with in wheelchairs and under the weather now as well. Yeah, I was trying to think who it was. There was a good celebrity last week that did it.
Yeah?
A female one.
Got a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you go to court and there's a wheelchair outside? Because not everyone's got a wheelchair space in their car.
No, but it was the first woman I'd ever seen pull that one off.
It'd be tempting. If you're going into court and there's one sitting there, you go, of course, I'm getting in that.
One of my good mates, an RIP, when we flew to the Gold Coast on a footy trip from Canberra once, we'd put him in a wheelchair, got him all the way to the stairs, and he just jumped out and ran up.
Yeah, right.
They all thought it was hilarious. You could do that shit back then.
Yeah, we used to do a bit of that in car parks and stuff. Badger had a good story about this.
Yes, yes.
at an airport, he got some help and everything. Someone helped him and everything when he was just mucking around.
Yeah.
And then he's committed. His brother came to pick him up. He's like, "Mate, can you just bring the car over here and just help me with this? Because they're looking." My brother's like, "Piss off, mate." Yeah, get up and get in the car. Fritz reckons he should be allowed out early. Seems to remember he's in jail. Hopefully someone's reminding him every day of his achievements and why he's there.
Your mate Ron Jeremy's going through a similar experience, the hedgehog.
What do you mean?
He's
in jail.
But he's been released, but they don't. He's got dementia.
Yeah.
And they've released him. They barely couldn't find any. It's into a facility because he generally tries to assault the nurses and whatever as well. And they said, his lawyer said, "Well, send him somewhere where they're male ones." And I'm like, "Well, if he's got dementia, he won't know whether he's gay or not either. He'll continue to assault."
I bet he does.
I reckon he'd have some inkling.
Not many. I mean, I'd love to know the stats, but I don't think dementia sufferers just change tack at that stage.
Nah.
I don't know. They become racist. They become sexist. All this, or you know, whatever.
They can.
You don't want to remember them as that. But I doubt their sexuality changes overnight. You don't forget that.
I've got a mate whose mum went into care recently, and they walked in a couple of days later, and she's nude in bed with the guy from next door.
Yeah.
And devastated the husband.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's at home. He just won't go see her now.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Man, you can't remember them for what they're like then.
Oh, no.
That's
old school. Old school fella, though.
Anyway.
It is.
Let's end on a nice note. Imagine the two most famous Austrians being Joseph and Adolf.
I was talking to someone about this last night. I've got a couple of Austrian friends, and obviously you make fun of those sort of things. And then they're like, well, when they live in Austria, the only time they ever hear of Australia is when someone's being killed by a shark or a crocodile or whatever. Yeah. Still a bit nicer than
Austria,
a fucking dungeon, isn't it?
Hills are alive and Adolf. I think the name Adolf in all its forms is banned from use in Europe.
I used the word Hitler on Facebook and was suspended.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of my mates was doing a salute.
Not
deliberately.
This is different. Yeah.
Right. No, that's right. I beg your pardon.
He had
a very tiny moustache and I said, "Great Hitler, Mo."
Okay.
And so there's clearly... what is it? Godwin's law, you know, where within three comments everything goes to Hitler.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're clearly searching for the term Hitler and I was suspended from Facebook.
All right. Okay.
Made a huge indent on my career.
Well, in New Mexico and Arkansas, two of the USA's bastions of progression, you're not allowed to call your kids. What do you reckon? You can't call them Adolf, but what can't you call them?
Jesus.
Man, no, these are some of the names you're not allowed to call your kids. Baby girl or baby boy, or one word. Test, infant, unk.
Test?
Test.
What,
unk,
in case
UNK, void, male, and female. Imagine having to say that. You're not allowed to call that baby female.
Oh, void.
Fuck.
So do you think they're just adding to the list something whenever some fuckwit line turns up?
Of course. Yeah, it wouldn't cross your mind to have
what
a list.
What was that one that I found recently? Something with the name 8 in it, and they actually used a digit.
Oh, yeah, the easy 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
DV8 or something. Something.
Yeah, it was something along.
Brilliant.
It was dreadful.
Yeah.
But they must just add to that list because, like, do you reckon someone's just said, oh, look, how about void?
Yeah, of course. They put it, they'd be easier saying these are names you can call your kids, your dickheads. Anyway, that's where we are now. Some people need to be left behind, as does this episode. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Mid-Flight Brawl. Thank you to the patrons especially. Thank you to special guest Sean Woodland filling in for the week of Constitution, Nicholas J. Cody.
I hope he gets better soon. I'm looking forward to seeing him. And
Well,
I'll come to Bali with you, I think.
You can go instead of me, mate. I don't care.
There you go.
Fill your boots. Don't give a shit. Anyway.
Thanks for having
that's
me.
That's it for us. Talk to you later.
See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.